You have to make them invested into your product, even though the product isn't even there yet.
So how do you make people switch from Google Calendar to AIMEE? Well, you got to be really good in the basics, but then you also got to be really good in innovating.
All right, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Quick Coffee. Super exciting to be here, as always, with Felix. Felix, how's it going?
Pat, good to see you. Yeah, super exciting. I was very much looking forward to be talking about AIMEE today. We've been, you know, spending quite some time with Dennis the last few days. And I think, yeah, this is going to be an exciting topic. Many, many ideas. Yeah, can't wait to jump in.
Yeah.
But yeah, doing good. I'm going to Stockholm next week for... It's going to be my last trip, but we're having our Crandom designer slash company Christmas dinner, and the entire team is coming, and it's going to be the last trip for this year, and then I'm really looking forward to also, yeah, starting to reflect and kind of shutting down, you know, yeah, mid-December, and to really take some time to also reflect, you know, all what has happened this year and kind of take some time for myself. Really looking forward to that as well.
Yeah.
How are you doing?
Very good, very good. Was in Berlin last week, and of course for the two AIMEE events that happened, it was a very, very nice trip actually, and also perfect time. I felt I arrived Thursday morning, and then I left again on Saturday evening after having been to an art gallery visit. That was also one of the highlights. So really nice short trip. And also super interesting to participate in these AIMEE events. So more excited actually to talk about it this week. And I think, I mean, this has been the topic all over LinkedIn and Twitter this week. I think it's quite hard to not have seen anything from AIMEE. Maybe for someone who hasn't heard about AIMEE yet, this week on Monday, they announced a $7 million fundraise from Spark Capital, a fantastic venture capital firm from Los Angeles, with participation of their existing investors Creandum, and they also onboarded a couple of high profile angel investors. And we, as Quick Coffee, Felix and myself, we also became part as a small investor in this round. But we have been a part of the AIMEE journey for a long time, because we've known Dennis for a long time, and so we thought we have to talk about it this week on Quick Coffee, just to cover, you know, some of our thoughts around AIMEE and what's really special about the company, and what also might lie ahead, and what kind of challenges they might be facing. So super excited for this episode. And why don't we start with a quick, you know, background on AIMEE, just so that people know, you know, what is this about? Maybe you can quickly explain the app and where it's coming from.
Yeah, totally. So yeah, essentially, you know, AIMEE is combining both calendar with to-do list. So I think it has been an idea that especially Dennis has been thinking about quite a lot. He started the company after he quit his job at N26, I think in summer 2019. And I think the first thing he did was went on a trip, went to Cape Town and the US, and he called it the so-called inspiration trip, where he was just, you know, playing around with many different ideas. But I remember him, he's always been interested in this combination of combining tools that you use on a daily basis, right? Which is your calendar as well as your to-do list. What ended up happening is he went on those trips, he did a bunch of, you know, kind of brainstorming and you know, scribbling ideas in Figma, and then, you know, came back to Berlin, did a small funding round with Crandom in 2020, July 2020, and has since been working on it. And I find it so interesting, right? Because, I mean, in 2022, this year, I think it was in March, he was releasing his first beta version. And it was almost 2 years, right? Where he was constantly working on, you know, releasing this first version of AIMEE. Back in the days, it was still called Coco, which is also...
Yeah, I remember that.
Right? The early days. And you know, I think we've met Dennis even... When he was working at Coco, he even sometimes visited us at the Mapify office back in the days.
Yeah, definitely. I remember this really well. So we had I mean, we had the Mapify flat slash office, right? It's become famous for being a very small apartment, but many people were working there during the day, and also investors were visiting and everything. They had to put their shoes off in our flat. And I remember really well, you know, Dennis visiting. And what I think there's two things that I find really interesting about the story. The first one is, he started alone, right? He didn't have anyone around him in the very beginning. So for a long time, he was grinding on this idea and product completely by himself. Of course, with friends like us supporting and always giving feedback. I remember, you know, he was doing these WhatsApp tests with me. Back then it was more going into the habit tracking direction. Mm-hmm. So I was sending him like selfies of me brushing teeth or something like that. So it was really wild. But I think he did the work that is important. So he did this very intensive product research, and then he switched to Calendar. And then I think it's also interesting, he raised a pretty large round back then, around 1 million with angel investors and Creandum. And the product wasn't even there yet because he was alone, right? He had only a prototype and maybe a wait list that he had already started back then, which I found also super inspiring. I think it takes quite a lot to convince a firm like Creandum to invest this early. But also, I think it's a shout out to Creandum to really believe in a founder by himself this early on with such an amount, right? Which enabled him, of course, to hire fantastic team members. I remember Eric joining very early on, and then to really start building the first version and release it as beta, which I think is really the interesting part about this journey. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. And I gotta be, because you just mentioned it, I think one of the things you also been doing really well was creating this hype, right? You said there wasn't a product, and there wasn't a product for 2 years, right? I mean, yes, yeah, we've been looking into early iterations, but you know, when did we start using Amy on a daily basis? It was, you know, yeah, I don't know, mid of this year. Right, which was like 2 years later. But what he managed to do really well was kind of creating this hype, creating this wait list where he was just kind of announcing all the things he's building and, you know, working on, and making people actually wait for this product. And yeah, I think that's extremely rare.
Yeah.
And I mean, even now looking, right, and I'm like, feel free to you know, give a little bit of input as well, because you've been part of the Amy event in Berlin, which is another yeah, great example of like, how do you really invest into your community and into the people that are waiting, you know, to use Amy. So why don't you know, how was that for you?
Yeah.
Like, how was the party and the event? And maybe tell us, like, what happened in Berlin the last few days?
Yeah, I mean, I have to be honest. I think the party in the first hour, it was about Amy. And then, of course, it stopped being about Amy. It was just a party. Actually, pretty nice. I think Berlin Mitte, they had rented this penthouse. So actually, a great event. It was really fun. It was also great to see many people from the startup community there. What was really impressive to me was this community meetup event. They basically rented a cinema in Berlin Mitte. And then Dennis gave this keynote. And it really had this like Apple keynote vibe, right? Where he would go into product and the story and where things are coming from, but also where things are going. And what I found really impressive, and I think that is something that they have managed to do like no other company I have seen in the last couple of years, is that they really invest a lot of time to tell people why they are doing things. Mm-hmm. Why is it that they are pursuing this problem? What kind of thoughts do they have? And I think if you are at a point where you realize that your product will take a long time to build, which they know, they are competing with Google Calendar and Apple Calendar and all of these calendar solutions that have been built for years. If you realize that your product will take a long time to build, I think it's even more important to take people on that journey. Mm. You have to make them invested into your product, even though the product isn't even there yet, right? You need to share your vision and your mission and your values and what you care about. You need to share that with them so that they become ambassadors for your company without the product actually being there. And that's something, I mean, there were probably a lot of people in the cinema that don't even have access to the app, right? They can't even use it yet. Still, they're coming and they're listening to the journey. I get messages on Twitter, you know, Twitter DMs every second day that people, you know, see me using Amy and that they ask me for an invite, right? Like the hype is real. So I find it really interesting. I think that's what they have managed really well. But also, I mean, we talk about the product in a moment. They, you know, it also creates a big pressure to deliver on it from the product side, right? I also see comments online, people saying like, hey, you know, I've now been waiting for 2 years, you know, like, you know, I want to get access at some point. So that is, of course, the other side.
100%. Let's talk a little bit about product, because I think that really fits to where we're at right now. You just said that, you know, the people who are waiting for it get a little bit upset the longer they wait. And that's a trade-off as a founder. I totally get that. Like you want to really be intentional about who's at your onboarding and what the amount of people you're onboarding. Because I think from a product perspective, the kind of the first challenge you have is if you build a product, right, that is, let's say, in the first place, from a functionality perspective, quite similar to all the big players out there. Take Google Calendar, Apple Calendar, right? I think the first hurdle you have as a product founder is to create something that is at least as good as those products and companies out there, right? And I mean, that's already a challenge, because you're not building something that no one has built before. You're building a calendar. It's an app, it's a tool that people are used to, that people have certain expectations about, right? And I think if you now come and say, you know, I want to build this new calendar, then your first step is to create something that is at least, you know, that works at least so well, you know, as all the calendars out there. And that means you're already competing, you know, take Dennis, yeah, right? In the first few years, like first few months and years, he was competing against, I don't know, hundreds of engineers working at Google, right? Because yeah, looking at performance and you know, amount of features, right? You want to make sure that when people start using Amy, they don't have the feeling that some of the most essential features and functionalities are missing, because otherwise yeah, they're going to drop immediately.
Yeah, and to be honest, this was also, it was one of my concerns in the very beginning, right, when I was talking to him. Because when you know Dennis, I mean, the guy is a brand and an artwork in itself, right? You see him and you know that he's even caring about his own design as much as he cares about design of the product, right? And he has all these crazy ideas, right? Which I think is a superpower of his. But then when you talk with him and you're kind of taking the user perspective, you can get, you know, a little bit afraid that you're thinking like, hey, wait a second, you know, you need to cover the basics first, because otherwise I can't use this, you know, during my day-to-day routines. And I love all the you know, the crazy ideas that you have, but you need to bring it back, and you need to find a balance there. And I think I have to say that since having, you know, used Amy regularly, I have to say, and this is something that makes me very confident, we will talk about the future, you know, a little bit later, but this is something that makes me very confident, is that I think they have, at this point, they have struck the balance. They are building the core feature set that people like myself need. And I think there's going to be people, you know, using Google Calendar that can't use Amy for a long time. And that is totally normal, right? As you said, it needs to be a smaller group of people in the very beginning, and then it will expand gradually. But they have really struck the balance between shipping awesome things, awesome new things that are really delightful, but also covering the basics especially in the last half year since I have been using it on a daily basis. And that is something that has made me very confident. Dennis has said it himself at some point. I think we were talking, you know, three months back, and he said, you can make a product mistake by building features in not the right order.
Yeah.
Right. And that's something that really stuck with me. And I think that's a great realization that he's had on this journey, which is really, you know, you don't want to build things too early or too late, even if they might be the right feature for the long term.
Yeah. Meaning timing essentially is what matters the most, right? I also remember him saying that, like, you know, building the right things at the wrong time is also, you know, what won't make you move anywhere, right? And I mean, if I look at companies like Figma, you know, even though they've been stating that, you know, they're one of those companies who've been heavily investing into collaboration, it wasn't the first feature they've delivered. Why? Because people were used to all those basic functionalities when using a design tool, right? That just wouldn't make any sense. But I still believe that, you know, because it's timing, you can also plan those things really well ahead.
Yeah.
Meaning, you know, you can, even though focusing on those basic functionalities, you can already think about, you know, what are the things that I believe will deliver the most value to people right after I've delivered those functionalities. And I think you can plan those, and you can really be creative in constantly innovating additional features that will eventually make you stand out. Because I also believe you won't make it if you just work on the basics, right? That's just how it is, right? I mean,
100%.
You know, Google Calendar exists and it works really, really well. So how do you make people switch from Google Calendar to AIMEE? Well, you got to be really good in the basics, but then you also got to be really good in innovating and in coming up with new features Google hasn't thought about or hasn't implemented. And you being this person of kind of, you know, really putting love and focus on those details that eventually make you delight about the product. And maybe last thing to add here is Dennis always talks about joyfulness. And I think it's interesting because I think this is his biggest plan to be different to any other product. Google Calendar is not fun to use, let's be honest, right? Yeah. It's a calendar. Yes, it's great, right? It helps me to achieve my goals. But at the end of the day, because we're using those products every day, you know, almost all day long, I like his approach of thinking differently about, you know, what is it that eventually makes me feel good about using a product? And in his opinion, it's joyfulness. And it's this emotional bridge between you as a user and the company and the product. Yeah. Yeah, which also obviously is very, very much connected to brand, which I think is another topic that, you know, that we can briefly cover. I mean, his brand is crazy. So
yeah, I mean, they have invested so much, right, into the storytelling around what AIMEE is supposed to be and is supposed to become. And I think people buy into the brand and a vision of a company. They buy into that, even if they can't use the product yet. They buy into what a company is about, what they're trying to do. And I think before we go into kind of like the future, and I think what will make them very strong, which I would actually say brand is one part of, I want to quickly mention one thing that I found really interesting about the last couple of years, and that is the team that he has built. When I went to the Berlin events, that was the first time that I met actually many team members in person. And I remember him being a solo founder was such a hard time, you know, to get through, and still what he managed. And I think that is a core part. For a long time, he hired no one. He waited and waited and waited, and he interviewed, and he waited so long, and he didn't get into this ego trap of, oh, I need to have a big team very quickly, right? So that I can, you know, tell everyone that I employ, you know, 20, 30 people. The team is still very small today, and it's all world-class people. When you meet them, you really realize that he has handpicked all of them, mm-hmm. and they are invested into the vision. And that's something that I think is very, very powerful. Because if you think about it, you know, they are like a team of 15 people. They are competing with 400 engineers, as you said, you know, at Google or however many are working on the calendar side. And you need to really find people that want to buy into a vision like that and believe, you know, start believing in a product this early. But at the same time, I really have the feeling when you talk to them that they share this vision and they buy into that, right? And that's, you know, talking about the future, I actually think that is definitely going to become a major strength. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's not going to mean that this whole challenge that they are up against is going to be easy, right? So maybe we can also quickly touch upon, you know, the challenges, because of course people ask us, you know, hey, I use Google Calendar, it works really well. Why do you believe in AIMEE, mm-hmm. right? Is it really better? Is it different? Is it maybe just a little bit better than Google Calendar, but not totally different as a product? So I think that is definitely a question that we get a lot.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I got to be honest here. I think something people underestimate is the power of brand. When I look at products out there, right, take Superhuman. It's this email tool people pay $30 a month for. Why? Yes, because it's insanely great and it works extremely fast. But another reason is because while using Superhuman, it triggers a feeling in you, right? Which is this kind of feeling of being part of someone who's super productive, right? It's this brand that they have created. People that are using Superhuman are people that are extremely productive and are achieving a lot throughout the day. And I think, you know, the brand kind of communication with AIMEE might be a little bit different, but I think there's still something on it, which is why Dennis has been massively investing into brand. If I'm gotta be honest, most founders that I talk to, rarely care about brand that much, right?
Yeah.
They are completely focusing on product. But I think, you know, really standing out requires to be extremely, you know, good at both, because eventually they're so connected to each other. Like, you know, it's kind of like the brand is almost the result of your product, right? And I find it interesting how Dennis talks about it in the way he's creating this brand, which is he doesn't talk to any branding agencies about like new ways of kind of trying to communicate what Amy is. But what he does is he focuses a lot on the product and takes those elements to shape his brand. If you look at the announcement photo that was announced on Monday, you wouldn't see any elements that you wouldn't find in the product. Like if you look into the background, right, there are those small little widgets, product to-dos that you can find in the brand. And I think it's incredible to see how he manages to combine both, focusing on product, but at the same time thinking about how do I use my product features and visuals to also grow my brand and really combine both at the same time.
Yeah, 100%. And I think that is also, you know, the main part and the reply that I usually give when people ask me, you know, is it really a different product or is it just a little bit better? I think that what they have done over the last couple of months, especially, you know, as I have been a user and have really experienced the product progress, is that they have started to deliver on this brand. I got to be honest, I was concerned. I was concerned for quite a long time, you know, that the brand was overselling and it was this massive, you know, brand and story out there and then the product wouldn't live up to it. And I think that is, to be honest, also the biggest danger I see for the future, because the hype is so incredibly big that the product needs to deliver on it. But when you then see that the team with very, very little, right, with a small team with little capital that is being deployed every month, making such big progress, that is in turn what's making me believe in it, right? So if I would have to wrap it up from my side, I think, yes, they have the danger that the brand is overselling, but as long as they can build this incredibly outstanding team that gets the basics right, as you said, and then delivers these aha and these, you know, delightful moments on top of it in the product, I think that they will have enough time to build a product that really supersedes something like Google Calendar, and it's going to stand out and it's going to deliver on the brand. And I think that it's, you know, it's their superpower, but it's also, you know, something that could become a danger. But I think right now they're on a very good path there.
Yeah. And I think maybe the last thing I would add here is I agree with you. I think, you know, those are dangers, not being able to fulfill those basics, right? Especially in a market where so many players out there and a market that has been filled by many big players for the last years and no one has touched it, right? A calendar, no one has touched calendar for the past years. And Dennis is really trying to reinvent that. But I think the way he can manage to actually achieve that is by also fully focusing on his superpower, which is also design, right? And design not being the way that the you know, making it look prettier than other apps, but, you know, fully coming from the user perspective. Honestly, to me, the reason I'm using it, it's because of those super small thought through features. You know, I click on one of my teammates, it shows me all the availabilities of my teammate. I drag and drop my teammate into a calendar slot and it automatically creates an event of the two people. And I think it's those thought through features that to me, you know, reflect outstanding design. And I think, you know, going forward, this will be his superpower kind of to outperform all other competitors. And I am super excited about the future. And I think, you know, it has been great to be part of the journey, you know, at a very early point of view. And let's see how it goes.
Fantastic learning experience. Fantastic learning experience also for us. And I definitely want to close this out with thanking Dennis for you know, taking us on the ride. I think it's just been fantastic to be friends with him and to have been part of this for so early. And then also, of course, to the entire team for really grinding it out every day and building a fantastic product. We are super excited to see where this goes. Thank you all for listening in this week. And we are excited about the future of Amy. Let us know what you think. And then we see each other again next week on Quick Coffee. Thank you all.
Thank you.